Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here, founder and CEO of Ultimate Lifespan. Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan podcast. I'm your host for the show. I am the chief health evangelist for Ultimate Lifespan, and I'm so excited to be here with you, sharing with you my very first podcast. The intent of this is really meant to help both myself and anyone listening in on their journey for better health, more energy, more vitality, having great relationships with your friends and family, just a lot of topics that I'm very, very passionate about. And I think a lot of folks that are interested in. I live in the beautiful city of Boulder, Colorado. I've got a lot of resources and access to a lot of friends that are also in the health space, and they're going to help me along in the journey. I'm sure I'll be able to bring some of them on the podcast episodes with me. But the purpose of this podcast, this very first podcast, is to share a story with you, a story about my experience with something called the calcium score. Now, I'll have to admit, I'm getting up there in years. I'm middle age. I'm 54 years old. I'm literally soon to be a grandfather. I can't believe that. But as I get to this point, a couple of years ago, I started to have some concerns after watching a movie. The movie was called The Widowmaker. And you might want to check that out. You might be able to find that online on Amazon or Netflix or something like that. But when I watched that new movie that came out, it made me realize that I need to pay more closer attention to my heart health. And they brought up this concept of something called the calcium score. There's actually a test. I believe it's called the EBT heart scan. That's Echo Bravo Tango heart scan. And it's a scan that anyone can have done. And typically, if you're living in a major metropolitan area, there is more than one place that will do it for under $200. Just blew my mind that I could have a scan done that cheaply. And it only takes 5 minutes. So I said, okay, after watching that Widowmaker and learning about the calcium score and realizing that if I have these kinds of calcium deposits and buildup, it's an indication that I'm potentially headed for disaster being a heart attack or stroke or death. And so I said, okay, I'm going to find a place. I did. I'm going to get a scan done. Actually, my wife and I both went and got a scan done. I was very, very, the scan was quick. It was very fast to get done, but it took a while to get the results, maybe a day or two to get the results. And man, I was on pins and needles when that happened. And when finally I was able to call in and get the results, I held my breath. I realized how tense and anxious I was. And I think the nurse on the other end of the line said, well, congratulations, you have a calcium score of zero. It was clear as a bell. And I was blown away because there was no way that could be true. It just could not happen. I'm 54. I was in the military. I've done plenty of smoking and drinking and, eating fast food and doing all kinds of things that I shouldn't have done over over the last 30 or 40 years of my life since I was a teenager. And I said, no, I couldn't believe it. But of course I had to thank the maker, and I had to, pinch myself and say, wow, I cannot take this for granted. And after that, as I sat and thought about the results, I was thinking about, well, what have I done? What have I done more recently in my life that maybe allowed me to have that result? And I went and made a list of all the things that I've been doing and taking stock of things. And here, let me just share with you. I'm going to share, this is something I share with my list via email. So you may have gotten this in the past, but I'm going to share it with you here on this podcast. And it's my protocol of what I think helped me to achieve a zero calcium score based on this heart scan? Well, number one, I take a very high quality multivitamin, so you may do the same, and that's great, but I think that should be part of your regimen. But a bigger thing that I do is I take high dose buffered vitamin C, and I do that in two divided doses. So each day I take 6 grams of buffered vitamin C, so 3 grams in the morning, 3 grams in the evening, and that is one of the things I believe has had a major impact on my cardiovascular health. In addition to that, I take 2,000 IUs of vitamin D3 or cholecalciferol. That helps to keep my immune system going. It has another number of other health benefits. And I also consume at least 2 to 3 grams of total omega-3 fatty acids in the form of a high-quality fish oil supplement. So that's my regimen. I mean, yes, there are other things that I do, but there are a lot of times that I've fallen off the wagon, but I've kept with my basic protocol of the types of supplements that I take every day. And one of those things I think I really want to credit with is taking that 6 grams of buffered vitamin C in 2 divided doses a day. So I hope that grabs you. I hope that excites you, that A, number one, you could answer the riddle of, you know, do you have a calcium score that's elevated? Is there something that you can do about it? And the good news is, yes, there is. There are steps that you can take. You can make changes to your lifestyle. You can potentially follow the protocol I just shared with you. But it's very, very important that you have a test done because it's so cheap. And if your calcium score does happen to be low like mine, or zero in my case, you know, the next test that you need to take might only be 3 to 5 years down the road. That's what they told me. So check it out. Take a look at the movie The Widowmaker and see if this protocol works for you. And also, if you happen to like the Ultimate Lifespan podcast, share this with a friend or family member, and you can go and pick up the show notes at ultimatelifespan.com/podcast. This is Buck Risby here with Ultimate Lifespan. I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.